Hey everyone, this is Pistol Pete Atkinson with the Weekly Sports Roundup. Pocahontas County Schools. The Warriors girls varsity basketball team lost to Petersburg on Wednesday night, February 14th, in an away game, 85-49. Kenley Wilfong led Pocahontas in scoring with 12 points. Riley Pollock and Allison Taylor added 9 points each, and Olivia Van Dievender had 8. In the game before the varsity, the JV basketball team took one on the chin, losing to Petersburg 63-28. Caroline Bennett led Pocahontas in scoring with 9 points, with Alexis Orbogast and Addison Hamrick adding 8 each. On Friday night, February 16th, the girls' varsity won 53-45, defeating Summers County in an away game, moving the record to 10-11. Pollock added 19 points, Probst had 12, Taylor added 10, and Van Dievender had 9 to lead Pocahontas. The JV team also defeated Summers County 27-21, moving the record to 12-5. Orbogast led the Warriors JV team with 9 points, Taylor added 8, Bennett scored 6, and Hamrick added 4. The Warriors boys varsity and JV basketball teams played in an away game at James Monroe on Friday, February 16th. The varsity team lost 80-33. The JV team also lost 80-25. On Tuesday, February 20th, both the varsity and JV teams played an away game against Tigers Valley. The boys varsity lost 77-50, dropping the record to 3-17. The score and record of the JV team is unknown currently. Bath County Schools. The Chargers boys varsity basketball team played Perry McClure in the second round of the district tournament in Buena Vista on Wednesday night, February 14th, losing 96-53. Andrew Turner scored 14 points and had 6 assists to lead Bath County. Isaac Ingram had 8 points and 6 rebounds. Luke Turner added 7 points. Grayson Walton and Carter Hooker scored 6 points each, and Wyatt Campbell had 4 assists. On February 16th, the boys' varsity played in the consolation game of the district tournament, defeating Eastern Montgomery 63-57. Campbell scored 23 points, Luke Turner added 17, and Frankie DeBow had 9 to lead Bath County. On Tuesday night, February 20th, the boys' varsity played in the quarterfinals of the Class 1 Region C tournament, losing to George Wythe in Wytheville, Virginia 85-48, bringing their season to a close at 13-14 overall. Walton scored 18 points for the Chargers, DeBow added 12 points and 7 rebounds, and Ingram netted 10 points along with 7 rebounds. Luke Turner pulled down 5 rebounds. The Chargers wrestling team had 3 wrestlers take part in the Class 1 state tournament on Friday, February 16th. A.J. Woodson went 1-2 with a pin, Ethan Bryant was 1-2 with a decision victory, and Dylan Royer was 1-2 with a forfeit win. Turning to area colleges. The Virginia Military Cadets went on the road to play Furman on February 14th, losing 75-62. On February 17th, VMI traveled to Charleston, South Carolina to play the Citadel, losing 76-51, dropping the record to 4-23. The James Madison Dukes men's basketball team hosted Georgia State on February 15th, winning 83-63. On February 17th, the men faced Georgia Southern at home, winning 87-80, moving the record to 24-3. The women's basketball team hosted Georgia State on February 15th, losing 73-62. The women then played Coastal Carolina at home on February 17th, winning 82-66, moving the record to 18-9. The number 21 Virginia Cavaliers men's basketball team won a tightly contested game against Wake Forest on February 17th, 49-47. The women's basketball team hosted number 19 Syracuse on February 18th, losing 85-79, dropping the record to 12-13. The West Virginia Mountaineers men's basketball team lost to number 12 Baylor at home on February 17th, 94-81. On February 20th, West Virginia played UCF at home, winning 77-67, moving the record to 9-17. The number 24 women's basketball team faced number 23 Oklahoma in a home contest on February 17th, winning 70-66, improving the record to 22-3. The Virginia Tech Hokies men's basketball team faced number 7 North Carolina in Chapel Hill, North Carolina on February 17th, losing 96-81. On February 19th, Virginia Tech faced their arch rival number 21 Virginia in a home contest, winning in large fashion, 75-41, moving their record to 15-11. Virginia fell to 20-7. The number 12 women's basketball team hosted Duke in a matchup on February 15th, winning 61-56. On February 18th, the women's team traveled to Louisville, Kentucky to face Louisville, winning 86-70, moving the record to 22-4. The Liberty Flames men's basketball team went to Huntsville, Texas to face Sam Houston on February 17th, losing 83-73, dropping the record to 16-10. The women's basketball team hosted Sam Houston on February 17th, winning 86-56, moving the record to 12-14. Information for this report came from Mark Pfeiffer of The Recorder, Flow Wrestling, Max Preps, and individual school websites. For more detailed information and scores, please visit this story on AMR's website. This has been Pistol Pete Atkinson for Allegheny Mountain Radio News.